Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. It's happening. We're live. All right, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. I am so excited today because we have Julie who just, maybe in a week or two, she'll tell you, came out of our elite group, and she sent me the sweetest email, actually sent it to Anna, who I think forwarded it to me about all the cool things that you did while you were in there. And anyway, she's got a great story. She's a great human being. And I figure, I know I get sick of talking all these stupid broadcasts and you guys might get sick of listening. So I figured I'd bring a real life human, owner of a cleaning company who is a spectacular human being, a fine entrepreneur, and just maybe we can pick her brain for a little bit and see what she knows about how to grow a cleaning company. So Julie, say hey, introduce yourself. What's shaking?
Hi, Cleaning Nation. It's good to be here today. Yeah, I graduated 2 weeks ago from the Elite program. It was an awesome experience. And I've had my cleaning company, Tidy My Place, for just over 2 years as of September.
Fantastic. And Sid, welcome TJ and Sydney and Alicia. Sydney says she can't hear us. So would you give me a bunch of thumbs up if you can hear me and do nothing? If there's a thumbs down if you can't, but if you can't, I guess you couldn't do anything anyway. So let me know if you can hear me and the lovely Julie. And if not, I will be, we'll just keep going. All right. So gosh, I don't even know where to start. Just rewind this whole thing. What made you, well, first of all, how long have you been a member of kind of Cleaning Nation? How'd you find us in general?
Yeah, so I found you guys, well, my husband found you first. He was like, there's this awesome podcast for owner cleaning companies. So while I was still doing a lot of the cleaning, I would listen to you while I was cleaning and just got great like tips and advice and just confidence and encouragement from it. And so my company, a year in, got to the point where I thought, like, it is time to grow this thing and see what it can be, or we just need to give it up. Like, because I can't go on thinking, do I know what I'm doing? Do I know how to grow this thing? Like, I can't go on with the types of hesitation and lack of knowledge I felt like I needed to take it to the next level. So, yeah, just looked up your website, found the kind of intro call, and, yeah, we were sold from there.
So two things. One, looks like everyone can hear us, so thank you. Two, I love that you said that, Julie, because I don't hear that a lot kind of in public with the, we were either had to fix it or shut it down. But in private, when you guys talk to me, I hear that a lot. So I'm glad that you shared that because that's a reality for a lot of people. And I think when we get folks like you that have graduated and are massively successful, people are like, oh, she's smart or she's something, right? She's this magical being. And when you're like, no, I was to the point where it's like, this ain't working. I either need to be done or get to the next level, but I won't live like this anymore. And it sounds like that's where you were, at least emotionally, if not financially and kind of in the real world.
Yeah, like things weren't terrible. Like they were good, but I knew they could be better. Like I knew why I started it. I had a vision for what I wanted it to be, but I didn't necessarily know how to get it there. So in my call with Jake, you know, we talk a lot about pain points. And honestly, he said, I can't really find what your pain is. Like, because are you stressed out? Are you overworked? Are you overwhelmed? Like, no, but I know that there's the potential there. And I can't not see what that could be. So that was my pain point, I think. Like, there's more here. But I need help to get there.
So I love that. And I love Jake. He's the best, by the way.
Yeah.
And for everyone listening that's not from that's maybe newer, like when you hear pain point, like, what are you talking about? A lot of what we talk about in terms of how to create your client attraction system is we want to talk about us, right? Like, hey, we've been in business for this long and we know how to clean. Our employees are the best and we do this and our moms love us and we're a member of the chamber and blah, blah, blah. We got 37 reviews. They don't give two craps about that. They only care about them. So we teach you guys to get pain, right? And it's not, I have something dirty and I want it clean. Because that's low wage work that anyone can solve. It is, I'm older and my body won't clean anymore and I'm concerned I will lose my independence. It is on the commercial side. My boss put me in charge of this and the last cleaner stole something and now he's looking at me, right? Those are pain things. So I love that Julie looking back was like, hey, you did the same thing you teach us to do. That's how you do it. We absolutely help you guys with pain. And hopefully, you know, we never get on like, we're this and we're great. Mike's the smartest because you don't care about any of that stuff. It's all about like, what's going on with your life and what do you need? So love that. And hopefully, just so you guys know, pain always works. pleasure can work too. So what I hear Julie going is, hey, my life was good. It wasn't like a mess, but I knew there was more out there and I wanted it. And I just didn't have the bridge. You didn't feel like you had the bridge to get there. Is that fair? Am I putting words in your mouth?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, cool. So, I always start with pain because it's the easy lever. And it's more fun to solve, right? Getting people out of pain is a lot more fun than helping people that are like, you know, people that are already doing well, make guy that's making 100 grand a year working 26 hours a week, helping him make 200 working 16 hours a week is fun. But someone making, you know, minimum wage working 70 hours a week, helping them have their life back is great. All right. So you said another magical phrase that I love and I want to dive into. Back when I was cleaning, that's got a big implication there. Tell me, talk to me, sister.
I mean, that's one of our biggest pain points, right? Like, if people call off or if we get new accounts and we just haven't maybe like stacked the team right to grow at that level, we often just insert ourselves into the picture. Like, I can solve the problem if I show up and clean. Like, I definitely had a day though where like two guys walked off a job. I couldn't solve the problem with one me, but we don't often have that much of a situation where we say like, what if you couldn't fill the gap, you know, and just fix it for a day. And in the long run, that it's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to like build a team and not be the ones cleaning and stay in the role of an owner. So I think my first call with you was probably one of my last days. I mean, you have those exceptions to the rule, right? But it was more of a common, right? So my first elite call was the last day that I had filled in, just like, oh yeah, I'll do it, where I realized like, this is not okay. And so since then, like I always try to think of creative ideas first to fill the gaps. And I know that when I go, that's not the norm and I need to fix something in the system so that I don't have to do it again.
So for those of you writing things down or taking notes, that's a writer danner. This is not okay. And I want you to paste that to your forehead every time you're cleaning. So when you look in the mirror that you're cleaning, you write it backwards. So you read it forward saying, this is not okay. And I just want to walk you guys through kind of the different steps and the different excuses. And it's so funny what you said, Julie. I'm like, I've heard that. This is not the first time on that path. And we'll talk more about what Julie's life kind of looked like and now looks like. Starts with, oh, I just got to do all the cleaning, right? And then it kind of, the excuses at that level are, I can't afford to pay a cleaner. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. And then it gets to, well, I'll get a helper, right? And then I'll still have to do a lot of the cleaning. And what happens, I'll have people with two or three helpers and they're still doing 80% of the cleaning and these other two or three people combined are doing like 20%. And then we get to the fact where I have a team and I'm only doing 20 or 30% of the cleaning. And then we get to where Julie's at, where I've got a team that supposedly does all the cleaning, but I fill in. But I only fill in when someone doesn't show up. We get a new account. There's a complaint on an account. Someone quits. Like there's seven, someone's on vacation. It's like 70. So filling in is like, yeah, I clean 23 hours a week. And it all is because I do this excuse of it's okay. This is what I should be doing. I can solve. You said it perfectly. I can solve this problem. And you did. The problem of this trash needs to be taken out and there's no human to do it and Julie will do it was solved. The problem is Alicia's like, that's me 100%. We talked to a couple of you guys. It's so fun talking to you guys when you're like, oh crap. He heard, he listened to me and my husband. He knew he was like stalking us outside of our house. The problem is, it creates another problem of who's running the damn company, right? So Alicia or Julie is like, well, I'll be cleaning this toilet. And the answer is nobody's running the company, right? So that vision, and I love that you said, like, this isn't what we planned. When you start, none of us were like, I'm going to start a cleaning company. Few of us were like, I'm going to clean till I die for someone else and make them rich or make their life better while I get paid pennies. No one, very few people want that. So I love that you were prescient enough after, I hate to say only 2 years because it probably felt longer for you, but some people do this for 10 where you're like, this isn't why I got into this and I need to make a change. So did anything specific happen or was it kind of just a long, slow, I don't say beat down, but like frustration?
No, I mean, and you, so that day was, I invested, it was because I paid the money to sign up for your program.
Oh, hold on. I have to say, that's so big. I promised you, Julie and I said the exact same conversation and she spent $0. Oh, no change would have happened.
Exactly. And so all of a sudden I had a price point in my head. And as I'm cleaning like a hallway, I'm like, did I pay that to like keep me doing this better? Right. Like what I loved about the program is that like, when I would ask questions kind of at the level of thinking like a cleaner in my company, you wouldn't really even respond to them. You're like, let's get back to growing. Like, let's not worry about that. Like if you grew your company, you wouldn't even have to ask that question. Right. So I was trying to fix things at the level of me as a cleaner in my company, right? And then as soon as I paid the money, I began to see myself as the owner of my company. And then when I went to the call, I was like, oh yeah, this is the right thing to do. And it just, like you said, like pleasure is motivating, right? You saw me like, and I continue to validate, like I'm the owner of the company, growing the company. And there's no limits to how much I can grow it if I invest the time and energy, right? But I have to give up thinking that I have to do all the other things and instead find creative ways to solve those. So it was, yeah, paying the money was one. And then two, now having the systems. Like I actually have other options because I have people waiting for work. I have employees who are like, love what they're doing and would like to help out a team member. And that comes back to the systems of hiring that we learned.
Gosh, there's so many. I'm remembering like, oh, this is why I love Julie. I've got so many to brag on you that I'm like, I have to get them in the right order. So first, I want to make sure we take this whole paying thing away from how it relates to Julie and my relationship, which is less interesting than how it relates with you guys. So what that means, and we don't discuss pricing with people that we're not inviting, but we ain't cheap. I'll just give you that. And guess what? We get the best, right? We get to serve people like Julie, and she shows up in a very different way than had we given her all the coaching and said, give me a nickel and a hug and a shiny button. The Julie that would have shown up wouldn't have been the Julie that we got. And we're like, give us a lot of money that's expensive. You're like, holy crap, I've really got to show up big for sure to do that. So that same thing works with your clients. When you come and go, we're going to do it cheaper. Well, she's old or she's been with us forever. All the excuses. And I love Julie. And when Jake signed up Julie, he might have thought, oh, she doesn't have the money. We want to give her a discount, blah, 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 blah. That would not have been to Julie's benefit. It would have been to her disbenefit. Same thing with you and your clients. Like, I have to charge her less or him less or them less because, and fill in the blank, whatever. You're not doing them favors. They don't show up for you as their best self. They're not really ready to solve their problem when they're bargain shopping and they're going to treat you like garbage. None of my clients treat me like garbage because we charge enough. So really important for you to understand, not only do you have enough money to provide, and hopefully you felt like we were able to give massive service and hire the best of the best on everything, on our coaches, on our enrollment, everybody, because you guys fund that. But also you guys show up in a different way because you charge. So if you want your clients to show up like Julie, charge enough freaking money. If you want to be able to blow their mind with surprise and delight and do all sorts of cool stuff, charge them enough money. So I really, really want you to get that. The result that your client gets is fully dependent on the money that you charge. If you charge less, they will get an inferior experience, not just because you don't have the money to do it, but because of their own internal thing. So I really want to get that. Second, and I definitely want to share this with you because I don't think I've done this before. Usually it's you talking about how great your life is. Rarely do I get to say, this is how I want you guys to show up to be more successful. But with you, I get to do that. I knew when Julie was on a call, because we have everyone submit their questions every week so I can go over them. And everyone else will have one or two questions. Julie would have 12 and they would be in order, like very, and they were good. They weren't just like, they weren't random, like want, they were very like, I could tell she was doing the work because she was freaking asking the questions. So from my perspective, I want to tell you, and then I want kind of you to share with the world what got you there so people can act like that. When you are investing in training or really trying to change something, when you show up like that, it makes a big difference. And I got to tell you, from a coach's perspective, obviously anyone in my program, I want to help to the best I can. But when I get a sloppy, not thought out question or no question, I can only give sloppy, not thought out. You don't get as much value. But when you come with like, here's what, and Julie was more work, but I wanted to help her more because I could see her like she was doing stuff. I didn't mind the work because there were thoughtful questions she was doing. So what made you, and you saw other people, and not that other people are not asking good questions, but they wouldn't go into the detail. What made you go, I'm going to take the time to really think through what I want and articulate in a way so I can get the most value? How did you make that connection?
So now I'm trying to filter this into like what our clients do with us, but I'll let you do that.
Yeah, you just talk to me. We'll sort it all out for them.
For me, I'm like, okay, well, so since I didn't pay the money to like become a better cleaner in my company, I paid it to like become the best owner. And then somebody else on the call gave me the advice to just go after it because the time flies. And sure enough, it does. So I thought, okay, I've got X number of calls. I'm going to get the most out of every call that I can, right? And this comes from a year of listening to your podcast and like at least weekly having the thought of, oh, if I just had somebody else who was an owner of a cleaning company, need to ask this question to, like, I could just solve it and keep going. And so I just knew that the roadblock was, but I thought the solution was if I just had somebody else to ask this question to who's been in my shoes, I can roll with it. And so that, you know, those weeks for me were packing all the questions that I had from like before, but then the new stuff that you were teaching about that were coming up, And so I just need to make the most of the time that I have, because I'll have my lifetime to like roll it out and act on it. But I need to get as much info now as I can from the resources that I've been provided with.
So I can't translate how that works. You guys listen to this broadcast with your clients, but I can translate with any time you're trying to learn a skill or grow as an entrepreneur, this is what it looks like. I want you guys to know the way I got so smart is I asked 1,000 stupid questions. And then I asked 1,000 questions were just slightly less stupid because of the answers I got. And then 29,000 questions and mistakes later, I started getting mastery. So that part doesn't really match with your customers so much as it does. Although again, she showed up as a higher caliber customer because of the premium pricing. So charge for premium pricing, you'll get higher caliber people. Also, when you're trying to learn a new skill, that attitude she just said is, hey, I know I've got a life to do this, but right now I'm doing this. You know, I actually heard the research when you say, oh, it's harder to learn stuff when you get older. It's not harder to learn stuff when you get older. When you're younger, that's your focus. Your job is school. Like you're used to, all I do for a living is learn. And then we get older, we have taxes and kids and spouses and all this other crap going on. So we can't focus. So I love what she said is, for this, I knew I didn't have much time. So this 9 weeks, I was all in, focused, and then I got massive results. If you had been slightly interested, you wouldn't have got massive results. So anytime you're trying to learn something, go all in, focus. Is that a fair summary or did I totally hijack your thoughts?
Totally. I mean, and Carl set me up well, my mindset coach, right? He said, it's like, make the most of this time. Like, treat it like you're in school, like say no to other things that you would have normally. If you can sign up a new client, like don't like massively pursue new things, right? That you'll have to spend all your time focusing on that. Like, let this be a time of learning for you. And not that we ever want to like hinder the growth of our companies, and clearly we don't in this program. But to say like, my first goal now is to like become the best boss of this company and owner of a cleaning company that I can be, and let everything come from that. One thing I thought of that might relate to clients, if I could, is that, again, like, you know very clearly who you are to us and who you're not. And so when I ask questions, but it like actually hones you into becoming like the expert of what I paid you for. And so I think too, with our clients, like, it is very empowering. And one thing I think we all learn very quickly is the jobs to say no to, like the red, yellow, green, like they can ask us anything and we can be confident of like, this is what we can do for you and this is what we can't. And I think it actually builds more like respect and trust.
If you said, hey, Mike, how do I get this kind of stain out of a carpet? And I went like, Julie, please. She's laughing because she knows I would like virtually smack her.
But close.
Because she's in. But that didn't make you think less of me. Made you think more like he knows. So you guys got to do that when your clients are like, hey, could you, you know, come groom my dog or like, you know, whatever this weird stuff or like, well, you know, I'm commercial. Could you come to my house? When you go, no, I don't do that. I know who I am and I know my value and it's here and I'm the best in the world at this. So no, I'm not going to do something I half ass at because I'm not good at that. They're going to esteem you more highly, not less. So really important. You said it perfectly. You know who you are and the value that you bring. And when you own that, you can bring that to your clients. And then, yeah, I think that's really it. Hopefully, please tell me if I'm hijacking you, but we move. And I always tell people, first we change Julie and then her company, right? The company, everyone wants to focus on that. It has nothing to do with nothing. Once we build Julie into the leader she needs to be, the company grows. She can't help but the company grow. And then that's where the system comes in. But if Julie's not the right Julie, the systems are garbage. So I think what really changed in you, and again, this is my outside picture, so please correct me if I'm wrong. You saw in your own mind, you transformed your own who you felt you were, your own self value, not value, but vision from a cleaner to an owner. And then you, because the cleaner doesn't go, this is not okay. Because you're a cleaner and you're cleaning. What's not okay about that? You move from, I'm not a cleaner, I'm a freaking owner. And you stopped asking questions about stuff because you're like, that's cleaner job. I'm not even going to worry about that. Is that fair? Am I totally taking you off on a.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have, I mean, I could go other places to find the answers to the questions, but this was the place, this is the only place I could go to find the answers to how to grow. To grow my company into something bigger than I think I can manage right now, but through the process, learn that I'd be able to manage it. And I'm learning now how to get it there and then how to manage it.
Yes. And, or even better, you could send someone else to figure out that question. So you don't even have to ask the question like, hey, cleaner or person.
Totally. Exactly.
You that sounds like a cleaning problem. Yeah. I'm an owner. So, why don't you figure that? And then maybe tell me how you did it or not. Cause I don't even care.
Right. Yeah. 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 You got it right.
All right. And by the way, and this is so Julie, I wish I could share a screen with you. She, we always tell folks that we invite on like, oh, we just want to tell your story and have the world know how smart and bright and amazing you are. She sent me like a very thorough email. And I feel like we should at least, oh yeah, and it's, of course it's printed out. She can show it to you.
I don't want to forget something good to say.
I will, if it's okay with you. I don't know if this is a private email or not. If it's okay, I'll have Anna post it with the sure. broadcast. So if you listen, if you go back to the podcast, or if you're with us live and you go back to the podcast, or you're listening to the podcast or the video, I'll have Anna post it. But I love how she's got it printed out. She's so great.
Yeah,
so funny. Because I get my sheets and I, you know, every call, and I'm like going through, and I'd always see Julie, and then so I have to turn it over. She was the one that there'd be crap on the back too. I'm like, it's my girl.
I needed to get the answer that I was looking for. So just
and again, they were all great questions, right? If they were a bunch of bullcrap stuff, I'd have been like, Julie, come on, you're wasting everyone's time. But they were really good questions. All right. So the scalable tools and systems. I went from feeling like an amateur to knowing. The community of the people is impeccable. The mindset coaching calls. Okay, I definitely want to talk about that. So
yeah, that's huge.
Because so many people, and again, this, I feel like we bait and switch. Like, you come to us and be like, teach me how to get clients and get employees. And we do. Like, it's not, I shouldn't say we bait and switch. We bait and add. Like, yeah, we'll teach you that. But I know it's not what's important. I know we've got to get the mindset, but no one wants that. How did you go from just tell me what to do, knucklehead, to yes, I need to change who I am first?
I think I came in knowing that. Well, when I heard about the mindset calls, that was one like thing that made me think, oh yeah, I really need that actually. So I knew that the mindset was the thing like holding me back, right? When you say, hey, raise your prices, and we panic. There's a mindset thing, right? Like, you like believe in the work and the company enough to just like go do it. And there's a mindset that has to be worked through there. So it was nice to know on Tuesday night I wasn't gonna get that, right? I'd be like, but you tell us to do something, and Carl says, just like my mindset coach just said, just follow the system, right? So you tell us the system, and then along the way, we feel like, oh, but I can't because this, because that, da, da, da. And I only brought it to the call one time, and it was like, that has nothing to do with this. So it was just nice then to have a place where I could say, this is what I'm thinking and feeling when I hear about that, right? And it's valid, but it is it's not enough reason to like hold me back from what I need to do in the company. So I gained a lot from the mindset calls. Carl, you know, not like, he helped me just realize things about myself, but also give me tools to get through it. And he said, hey, also, like, this isn't going to be fixed in 9 weeks. Like, you're going to come out with some better mindsets and some better tools. But this is something that I now I'm just like aware of, that I can notice when it pops up and maybe a boundary to what I need to do. And I know what to do to deal with that. So yeah, the mindset's huge. Like, as a leader of people, working with people, like, dealing with your finances, it will come back to like what you believe, I think, about yourself, what you believe about the people around you, what you believe about your clients will shape like your reaction and your emotions. So I want those to be like healthy and clear so I can keep moving forward.
So two things that you said that I want to make sure no one misses. One, you said that might be true, right? I'm scared, I'm this, or whatever negative reaction you have to any of the coaching or the systems or processes, because it's always painful to change. I love what you said. That's a very powerful mind. That might be true. Maybe it is scary. Maybe this or maybe that. Or maybe if I don't clean, I might upset a customer. Whatever the fear is, that may be true. But what do I now need to do to get where I want to get and lead these people and get the results that I want? Even though that may be true and it may hurt or may whatever, I'm still going to move on, as opposed to most people coming with, because that's true, I can't. I don't have any money, so I'm stuck. Whatever their
expenses. Yeah, we kind of shape our like actions to kind of nurture like whatever our like fear is, rather like, and Carl gave me a powerful phrase of like, okay, well, I'm scared they'll think this about me. Like, my thing is like, what will they think about me, right? Well, okay, what is true about you? It's like, I care about people. He's like, okay, so like, they think this, think whatever you want. And I really care about people. I really care about this work. And having that to just like, yeah, and this is true too. And so that's going to push me forward, right? Like, not to get stuck in like all the bad things that could be going on that they're probably not thinking anyways.
So yes, 1,000 times yes. And I guess I'm just going to speak to the men for a second, because I, being a man, I'm always like, that mindset garbage, which is where I was for years and years and years. And now I'm starting to, holy crap, I'm like, I think that, I hate to say this out loud in front of other people, but I think the mindset stuff might be more important, because I handle the systems and the tactics and like, here's what to do. And I try to help on the mindset coaching, but I just want the training our actual mindset coaches do. I think the mindset stuff might be more important. So it is funny. A lot of times, without being massively sexist, I'll try and just be a little sexist. The ladies come in ready for the mind. They get it. They intuitively, like you were like, yeah, I knew I needed to transform my mindset. The dudes are like, huh? What? No, just tell me what to do. I don't need any of that crap. So for the ladies, they're all nodding their head when you're saying what you're saying. You're like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. The guys are like, ah, that's for her, not for me. I want to encourage you, fellas. It always starts with you and your mindset, and then the systems and processes work. All right. The last thing. So, yeah, please go ahead.
You'll probably be the boss of ladies at some point. So
Hopefully,
you might get
there's a
paid off some
50-50
stuff.
chance your next employee might be a lady.
Yeah. And a mindset, like I do this past week, like great and on every front, but like there's a mindset thing going on there that might be holding somebody back from their fullest potential on your team. So just good to be aware of.
Yeah, and again, once you start getting good mindset coaching, it empowers you to maybe be able to coach your other people from, you know, I'd literally, when I was young and dumb, I'd just be like, I would tell people what to do and they didn't do it. I would say it louder and then I would get confused when they didn't do it. Like, not
Yeah.
great for a coach, right? Okay, so now that we've fulfilled, I hate to say the important stuff, but we give me the medicine. Like, everyone's like, just tell me what to do in tactics. And we're talking about how you should think and how you should think about yourself and what I seem to be the important stuff. You ended with the actual financial outcomes that are the hard numbers that'll make
Yeah.
guys like me be able to sleep at night. So not only share them, but share why. So people, you know, how did you get that? So people can go like, oh, I can kind of, I want those results. How do I get it? So share the outcomes and then share the why and the
Yeah.
how.
So,
I have
now
it
my
up if
book
you don't have it
of
up. I know
places.
you're
Well, no, well, so one, I didn't know my numbers going in. Like, hate to say it, but like they were just muddled. I put some stuff in wrong, so I couldn't even measure it. So now I have books that I can measure things by. And when I looked at it yesterday, I found that, yeah, from like with my same list of clients from when I started till now, I increased revenue by 20%. I can increase all my employees' pay by 5% and some by 15%. And my cost of goods sold has come down from 67% to 53%.
And
So it's a
that so that's
much
a
healthier.
14% drop. Yeah, I mean, what percentage? Because that's all great. So let me say it again because I've got it up. Revenue went up by 20% with adding employees or with adding customers, or is that just squeezing
No,
more value out of your current customer?
just like kind of realizing what was really going on and how to like, yeah, honor my employees' time, like pay them more for what they're doing. But I think we had kind of thought it needed more hours than it did, right? So honestly, we had to get back to the reality of like how much time one job like took. But then also we did increase prices as recommended, and the employees like or the clients understood and were fine with that. Yeah, so I think that was it, right? Like, so we got honest about how much time jobs take, but then we also increased prices.
So we're paying our people more
And
and
we
we're
paid our
making more.
still working.
Yeah. So what did your percent profit go up?
Oh, sorry. That's probably the most important. But like with that, I mean, at least like the 7%, I want to say, because
But
I
your
think the
cost of goods
profit
sold went
closer
down
to like
14%.
7%.
Well, if your
And
cost of
that's
goods sold went down 14%, your profit should have gone up at least
actually right.
50%.
No, like so when I look at my books now, it's like cost of goods sold is 53%. I think the admin is, I think it's the 50, it's close to the 50, 30, 20,
But
like you
what were
said.
you prior?
Right. Was I prior? I was closer to like, I think it was 12, but I had bid a couple contracts like coming up that would have put me at 7% profit.
Okay.
So I'm on track now to be at like the 50, 30, 20
Which is perfect. Now you can scale
percent.
keeping those
Yes.
numbers. Oh, that makes me so
Yes.
happy. All right. I guess, well, gosh, we're already out of time, but you've got so much good stuff to say. I'll let you, oh, out of time. We're like 10 minutes over. I'll let you
Oh,
finish. What's the
perfect.
biggest, best, easiest advice you've got for people out there if they want to make the change, get out of cleaning, make more money, any of the big results you got, give it to Cleaning Nation. Give the best 60 seconds you got.
Yeah, I think one note I had on here was just like if you know that you're supposed to be doing this, if you believe in what you're doing, and if you're willing to follow the steps, like invest in yourself, like find a coach, have somebody come alongside you. It doesn't have to be forever, but just like invite somebody into that process and get the input that you need so that you can take off running. So I think I would just say like, yeah, a lot of us, and you know, and I think this is one reason why I do it, like we really care about people. A lot of times we run our company because we care about people. And I had a wake up call and I was like, if my employee told me his dream, I would invest money into that. But like, there comes a time I have to be willing to invest money in myself as well. And if I want to help people financially get freedom in that area, I need to like be an example of it first. So I just say like, you're amazing, you're worth it. And if you get hung up, like find somebody to help you with that and get past it.
I love that. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. I heard Julie say, I would help invest, I'm guessing also in your husband and your team, other people's dreams. And you're so sweet. And so many of Clean Nations, why you guys are my favorite people, are like that. Yeah, whatever I need to do, I'll pour myself out for my time, my money, my passion, everything for other people and their dreams. But when it comes to our dreams, we're like, oh, I couldn't invest that kind of time or money or focus or whatever on my own stuff, which is nutballs. Like, you know, I hate to say it, the best way to help the poor is not to be one, right? So if you're not filled up with what you need, how can you let that overflow? So I love that. And I would say I just got back from my own training. I'm constantly investing in my own self. And one of the things I learned is if something's not going the way you want, there's only two things. One is the systems or processes that the things that you're doing aren't working, or two, who you're showing up as isn't working, right? And that's kind of what we've been talking about. So what I hear you saying is if what you're doing isn't working and you're not getting the result that you want, do something massively different, right? And obviously that would be training on how to get systems that you need or state coaching about how to show up. Just couldn't agree more. I literally, that's the right answer is if what you're doing isn't working, don't just, the saddest thing I hear is people go, oh, it'll sort out. It'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Why? What are you gonna do different? I don't know. It just has to. That's my least favorite. It has to. It's like the world doesn't care about what you feel has to happen. So I love Julie kind of saying, take power, take an action, take a big step forward, do something different. Don't just do the same thing and be frustrated when it doesn't work. I think that's it. Questions, comments, anything I'm missing, anything you want to say before we sign off, Julie?
Oh, no. Thanks for the chance to share today and even just to look back and realize the things that I've gained. There was a lot in it and it goes really fast. So I need to keep like looking back at the notes and remember. And appreciate you and your team. Felt really cared for in all of it. So thanks for what you do.
Beautiful. All right, guys, gals, if you want all the cool stuff that we do, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have so much stuff on there, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts, people like Julie. Basically, everything we know how to give you is there, growmycleaningcompany.com. The best place to start is the free on-demand training. I'm pretty sure that's where Julie found us. It's the best 50 minutes we got. There's nothing for sale on it. Anyway, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Anna is actually, I think, on a plane. So this is one of the gross. So I'm going to try and type and talk at the same time, which is not ever going to work. Company.com. All right. I think I put it up. It always takes a minute to post. So if you want to hear more stories like Anna, you want to, or Anna, I think like Julie or Anna, she's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Or you want to just see the free on-demand training, all the good stuff we have, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. We will see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.